Welcome back to another session of the Thursday evening Musa Shir, and we are continuing in Shar Anova, Daf Lamed Beis, and we were discussing the different indications of an Anov, and we've gone through four of them, and now we go to a number five in the middle of the page, the fifth way of discerning whether a person is an Anov, and of course we remind ourselves that we are thinking of ourselves when we learn these pages. Hachamishi, number five, the fifth way. Kishimokhiach es atzmo b'masha osa rola odom b'masim.
I'm sorry.
Kishimokhiach es atzmo b'masha osa rola odom b'masim over the rorim. Ve'ein atzorach lo se odom l'shum dobo ven wakavel kavel tova mimenu. When he realizes that he did something terrible to someone else, either in action or verbally, and the person who he has harmed, he has hurt, he really has no need for, and he doesn't anticipate receiving anything from that person. But he still goes on his own, without the urging of others, and he seeks out this person to ask forgiveness, and he humbles himself before him, and he makes a repair on that which he has, I guess, messed up, and he pleads with the person. This is a sign of humility, because after all, imagine the person, just to make things simple, the person who has done the wrong is a wealthy man. The person who he has wronged is a pauper. So the wealthy man usually thinks to himself, well, listen, what is this pauper going to do for me ever? If anything, I can help him, but he's not going to help me. But I wronged him, and he goes on his own without the encouragement of someone else. He recognizes, he realizes that he did something wrong, and he asks forgiveness, he appeases the person. That is an obvious sign of humility, because a person who is not humble will think to himself, hey, why do I need him? I'll never need him. So I'm certainly not going to humble myself before him. But if he does, and he's a more powerful person, a wealthier person, or whatever the case may be, then that shows humility. Okay, let's go on to number six. Number six, Hashishi. Sheyisnaheg b'manerach. This is extremely important, that we conduct ourselves speaking softly. Kimo shenemar, as it says in Mishle, manerach yoshev chema. A person who speaks softly turns away anger. In other words, the natural response, a natural reaction when someone yells at you is to respond in kind. He raises his voice, so we raise our voice. And here Shlomo HaMelech is saying, if you want the guy to yell more, then yell at him. If you want the guy to calm down, then speak softly. Otherwise, it just increases his anger. This is the way the Metzudas David explains this pasuk. Okay. So generally speaking, that's the rule. Are there exceptions? There are exceptions to every rule. But generally speaking, 99.9% of the time, if somebody is yelling at you, they're angry at you, if you yell back, they're going to yell stronger. If you speak softly, then the person is going to soften up, hopefully. But seemingly, that's what's going to happen. Okay, let's continue. Uvakol nomuch. And with a lowered voice, kizemi derech hashiflos. That is the way of the lowly people, kimo shenema, like it says in Yeshayo, vishofalt, and you lowered yourself. Me'eretz tidaberi, spoke from the earth, umeyofa tishach imraseich. Your comments will come from the offer, from the earth. Now, it's an interesting Mitzudas David here that says that the earth and dust are the same. But if you notice in the pasuk, it seems to be repeated. Vishafalt, may eretz tidaberi. First it says, from the earth you will speak. And then, umei ofar, from the dust. Why does it seem to be repeating basically the same thing? So he says, the Mitzudas David says that Yeshayo Hanovi repeated it simply to underscore the importance of humility, of speaking softly. So much so that he used two words that are very similar to get the message across. One is the earth, eretz, and one is dust. Let's continue. V'lo yisaseg b'noy on a different angle. V'lo yisaseg b'noy hamalbushim b'atachshitim. Person should not get himself involved too much in beautiful clothing and adornments. Kamoshe Nema, like it says in the Pasuk, Horeid Ed Yecha Me'alecha. Remove your ornaments from upon yourself, you Tamidino Shochos, one's eyes should be lowered. Now that doesn't mean a person should feel like a wimp, and a person should let himself be stepped upon. It's just that when a person walks in the room and he's looking up in the air, you know, in Yiddish we say mit nuz oivinov, with his nose, you know, upward, you know, so obviously his eyes are in the same direction. That shows a person's bal gaiva. Person who walks in, his head is slightly lowered. It doesn't mean looking down at the earth. You have to look at people. But in between looking up and looking down, you know, if you're more faced in the down direction than in the up direction, then it's a symbol of humility. Kamo shenema, like it says in the pasuk in Iyov, v'shachinayim Yoshia, a person with lowered eyes will be helped. V'lo yisaseg b'ta'anugim, on a different angle, he says a person should not be involved in luxuries. Kuyin shenema, like it says, famous pasuk, gentlemen. Tzadik ochel asova nafsho. A tzadik eats to satiate himself. In other words, everybody here is familiar with the phrase, does the person eat to live or live to eat? So here, this is if you ever wondered where this comes from Shlomo Melech. In Mishlei, there's a pasuk, Tzadik ochel asov nafsho. A tzadik is the person who eats to live. He doesn't eat to live. He eats to live, doesn't live to eat. Now, there's another very important point here that the Malbim points out, and that is, you notice what word is used. Tzadik ochel lesova nafsho. A tzadik eats to satiate his nefesh. The nefesh is another word from the neshama is the ruchnius. Why? Because this person's purpose of eating is simply to serve Hashem. And he's here to say, what part of us serves Hashem? Is the body or the neshama? So the neshama serves Hashem. Of course, the body facilitates the neshama being able to serve Hashem. But if the focus is on the neshama, then obviously we're going to get more service of Hashem. That's why Shlomo HaMelech didn't use the word guf. A tzaddik eats to satiate his body, which would mean the physical, because that's the person who just the opposite, the contrary, is the one who is living to eat. But the person who eats to live is because he has a purpose in living. What is his purpose? His purpose is his nefesh. His purpose is his ruchnius. You can't help yourself otherwise. You have to eat. If you want the engine to keep going, you got to put gas into it. So here too, in order for me to serve Hashem, in order for the person to serve Hashem, he has to eat. Got to put the fuel in. But the purpose is not for the fuel. Now, of course, you have to be very careful with this. It doesn't mean point the finger at anybody else. When you see them eating the strawberry shortcake, because I don't know how much of the soul necessitates strawberry shortcake, but everybody has different needs, and if this person will be able to serve Hashem better, if he has a piece of strawberry shortcake every once in a while, then so be it, and matov manoim, then it is fine. Let's continue the next paragraph. Ha'anava hi sulam la'alos ladarkei HaKodesh Baruch, la'alos ladarkei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Humility is the ladder upon which a person needs to climb in order to face or to follow the ways of Hashem. Shenema, based on a pasuk written by David HaMelech in Tehillim, Yadrei Chanovim B'mishpat, Hashem will guide you humble people in judgment. V'lamed Anovim Darko, and He will teach the humble His ways. So there's a very interesting radak here that says that Hashem will guide and assist someone who is humble to do tshuva when they sin. It's not so simple to do tshuva. When a person sins, you know, we've discussed the issue of tshuva and the three requirements, admitting it and saying you're sighing, sorry, regretting it and accepting upon ourselves in the future. That's not an easy thing to do. A person admits, that means he is admitting the fact, not that he is just wrong, present tense, right now I am wrong. That means the way I've been conducting myself until now in this fashion has been wrong. So it could be I've been doing this for a year, it could have been 10 years, it could be my entire life. So saying you're sorry is an admission to living wrong sometimes for who knows how many years. So it's a very difficult thing. So that's why the Radak points out, if a person is humble, Hashem is going to guide him, He's going to assist him to do tshuva, to say sorry and to repent, which is, as we said, a very difficult thing. Third line down, U'mimenu yagia lahasig yiras Hashem baruch hu, and in this manner, he's able to attain fear of God. Shenema, as it says, Ekav Anova, on the heels of humility, Yiras Hashem, is the fear of Hashem. He's not overconfident. It's an amazing commentary on this, this pasuk that he brings here. On this Gemara Shkolim, Mishnah Shkolim, that says, on the heels of humility is Yiras Hashem. There is a commentary called, a pirish called Korban Oeda, who says, we're talking about a person who is not so overconfident that he won't sin. Some people say, bring it on. Don't worry. Hand it to me. I'll go, I'll look, I'll see, and I'm confident in myself that I won't sin. The example that the Korban Oeda said brings is the person who doesn't think to himself, I'll go into a bate zonos, that means a house of ill repute. I'll go in there and don't worry, I have confidence in myself, I'm not going to sin. A person who is humble realizes that he is feeble, that he is weak, and if he exposes himself to dangerous territory, he is going to slip and fall. That is a true humble person. An example of this is being brought up, that Caleb ben Yefuna, who goes to visit the gravesite, the Maris Machpelah, so that he is protected and doesn't fall prey to the Satan, to the Eight Sahara, which came in a different form during that time. Let's continue. Hashchina shor al anovim, the Shechina rests upon people who are humble. Shenema, as it says, Moron v'kodosh eshkon, I will dwell on high, v'yezdaka ushval ruach, and on the downtrodden, and those who are shval ruach, that means those who are lowly in spirit. Now this is very interesting. The Radak here explains that even though normally Hashem dwells with the malachim, Hashem says, I will make a special effort to come down to the humble, to give spirit into their lives. You show me you're humble, Hashem says, I'm going to move myself. I usually hang out with the malachim, I'm going to come down with you to give, to put spirit into your life. Sha'arei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hiniya kol horim ugvos, v'hita shchinoso al harsina v'yorad lamata. We of course know that Hashem went around looking for which mountain upon which to give the Torah, and he decided to give the Torah on Harsinai, and the reason giving it, according to the first Yisrael, is simple, just to teach us that the only way a person could attain true Torah is by being humble. The mountain of Sinai was the lowest mountain. It acted with humility. All the other mountains were screaming, give the Torah upon me, and the Harsinai didn't say anything, it was a lowly mountain. So Hashem gave the Torah. Why? To teach us this lesson, says the first Yisrael, that when it comes to learning the Torah properly, the only way you can attain Torah properly is by having the symbol of the Amida, rather, of humility. And incidentally, if we go back to the Mishnah, we've quoted many times here, Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai. Moshe received the Torah on his side, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Why does it say Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai? He should have said Al Sinai, on Sinai. What did he receive from the mountain? And he says he received the Torah. According to the verse Yisrael, it's beautiful, because Moshe Rabbeinu learned the trait of humility from the mountain, and since he had the trait of humility, he therefore was able to be makabel, he was able to receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now it makes sense that the Mishnah says, Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai, because without the Sinai, without the factor of humility, he couldn't have received the Torah. Now it makes sense, Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai, because of the humility. Uksiv, and furthermore it says in Yeshayahu as well, Hakitzu Viranenu Shochnei Ofar, awake and sing, you humble ones, Kital Oros Talecha, because the dew of light is your dew. So the Malbim explains that just as dew brings life to plants so that they can grow, so too Hashem will give the humble life at Tchiyas HaMeisim, just like the dew, not only to the neshama, to the guf, to the physical as well. It's an amazing Malbim here, that a person who is humble will be rejuvenated, not only the neshama. Some people look ahead and their attitude is, what's the use of Olam Haba? What's the use of Tchiyas HaMeisim? Come on, what am I going to have there? I'm going to sit around and listen to a rabbi's speech all day, learn Torah, what's the good? And it's only going to be spiritual, only my neshama. The Malbim says, based on this pasuk, that not only will the person be resurrected and come back as a spiritual, but the physical as well during Tchiyas HaMeisim. His guf will be inspired by Hashem as well. Let's continue. A person who humbles himself like the earth in this world will be living in the world to come. Uksiv, and furthermore it says in Tehillim, Kiram Hashem, because Hashem is on high, Vishafal Yira, and he sees the lowly. In other words, even though Hashem is so great, he still comes down to the holy. That's the way the Evan Ezra explains. Most cases in the world, if a person is on a high stature, he lives amongst the upper echelons of society, he doesn't come around the regular common folk. He doesn't walk through the streets to see the regular people. Here, Achas Kama V'Kama, Hashem, there's no one higher than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here in Tehillim, Tadovet HaMelech is saying that even though Hashem is so great, and he lives on high, still, he will come down to visit who? The humble. Let's continue. Mishamesim liba rach kevasar tefilaso nishmas. A person who makes his heart soft like flesh, his tefila will be listened, his prayers will be listened to. Dechsiv, as it says in the pasuk, Yavo kabasa lishtachavos lefanai yama Hashem. May every flesh come and bow down to me, says Hashem. Uksiv, and it says in Tehillim, Shamea tefila adecha. Listen to the tefilos kol basa yavo, every person, every flesh should come. And Rashi on this Gemara and Sota says that when it comes to tefilos, Hashem accepts only the tefilos of a humble person. Now I imagine this doesn't mean it's either black and white. You know, well, it's commensurate with the person's humility. That's how much our tefilos are going to be accepted. So you have some people who come to shul and they pour out their hearts, they daven, but they're balei gaiva and they wonder, why isn't God answering me? But generally speaking, God answers. I mean, not generally speaking. Hashem always answers, it's just so we don't see the answer. But even for those people who think God doesn't answer, it could very well be Hashem doesn't accept his tefillos because they're not a humble person. According to Rashi on this Gemara, Hashem only accepts those tefillos of people who are humble. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Bo rei kama gadolim nemuchei ruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look and see how great those humble in spirit are before Hashem. Shebizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Adam makriv ola, schar ola biyado. If a person brought an offering that was called an ola, then he had the reward of an ola. Mincha, if he brought a mincha, schar mincha biyado. He has the rewards of a mincha. Aval misha daito shfala, but a person who comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he has a heart that is humble, male olav akosav kilu hikriv kol hakarbonos kulam, Hashem considers it and views it as if this person has brought all of the karbonos, all of the offerings. Shenemal, as it says in the pasuk, zivche elokim ruach nishbara. These zivachim of Hashem, in other words, the karbonos, the offerings of Hashem, are a broken spirit. Broken spirit here means a person of humility. Someone who has a broken spirit shows that he cares for others. Only a person who is humble is able to care for others. The Kutzker Rebbe is known to have said, the only whole heart is a broken heart. In other words, it requires humility to really be a person who is concerned and caring for others. Let's finish the paragraph of the Ode, and furthermore, Ela Shein Tfilas on Nemeses, a humble person's tfilas never despised. Shenema, as it says, Lev Nishbar Venitche Elokim Lotivze. Hashem will never be despised by a heart that is broken, that a heart that is lowly and humble.